Thank you for driving me home. No, really, thanks for everything. I mean it. You clearly did your homework before selecting the restaurant. It was memorable. And as usual, the best part was the conversation. Even though I did let it go on for hours and hours, you still have not managed to bore the hell out of me. Despite your best efforts. So, anyway, good night. What's wrong? Why are you... You want to kiss me? No! Just no. I just can't, okay? It was going so well. Can't you just go? Oh, are you one of those men who thinks that men and women cannot? I really like you. Yes, I would like to keep dating. I'm just not really comfortable with getting physical with you. Not right now. Maybe not ever. And believe me when I tell you that it's not you, it's me. So, I guess maybe this just isn't going to work. I don't mean... No, the last thing I want to do is break up with you. I really didn't mean to imply, just... Please, can we talk inside? Okay, come in. Can I offer you something to drink? Okay. So, first of all, thank you for being so incredibly patient with me. It takes me a while to warm up to people. You might have noticed. Anyway, I'm not really a total bitch, despite appearances. You see, I have sort of I'll just say it. I become incredibly sexually aroused when stimulated. Don't freak out. It's not exactly how it sounds. It's not like I get sexually stimulated by just anyone or anything. It's just that when I do get aroused by someone to whom I'm attracted, it is really intense. Like, intense beyond all description. Just think about the biggest crush you've ever had, coupled with the greatest lust you've ever felt. Then multiply that by 1,000. Okay, I'm exaggerating a little, but you get the picture. When I start to fantasize about someone, my imagination just takes over. I begin to daydream about having sex with him. I start to have incredibly vivid pictures in my head. Like porn scenes playing out in my mind, only I'm the star. And once it starts, I can think of little else. Every part of my body becomes aroused, sensitive, aching for your touch. Yes, I said your touch. Because you're the man I'm feeling these feelings about right at this moment. When I get like this, I genuinely lose my mind. Do you want to know what it's like? I start to think about giving pleasure, and the thought of giving pleasure floods my brain with more arousal. That makes me all the more horny and desperate. It starts this cascade of emotions. I feel shame because I'm unable to control my dirty mind. I feel vulnerable, like a needy girl, and I become incredibly suggestible, obedient to every command. My intense fixation on sexual pleasure impairs, well, my cognitive abilities. In other words, I can no longer think clearly and become super ditzy. I walk around teetering on the edge of orgasm, which come frequently and explosively, but not even really concerned about coming. All I really want to do is please you. That is my overwhelming, desperate desire. But I worry that I will not be enough for you. That I'm no longer intelligent or mature enough to satisfy you. That you'll think I'm a freak or a bimbo or worse. Oh my god, did I just tell you all that? I'm so sorry, I'm just so incredibly awkward. I've never told anyone that before. I'm sorry to lay all of that on you on our fifth date. It's just that I wanted you to know that before I do what I'm about to do. Here, come closer. Oh god, that kiss. Oh, stop. Before I melt. Thanks. I just need to know something before we go any further. When I get aroused, I often say things and do things I would never otherwise do. I get real talkative. I can't help it. And I have no filter. I may get really, really dirty. I just want you to know that I'm not really a slut. I'm not really a whore. And that I'm not really an empty-headed bimbo. So, even if I act like a mindless fuck doll, it's just because my desire for you has taken over. It's not who I really am. Okay. Now, will you please make out with me? Has anyone ever told you what an amazing kisser you are? You're even better than I imagined. So confident. So possessive. The way you touch me, I feel as if you're claiming me as your own. The way my ears and neck and it makes me feel all tingly. Oh, yes, please unbutton my blouse. I know I'm blushing. I've just never felt this shy before. Here, let me take off my bra for you. Oh, what's wrong? It's just your face. Oh, I forgot. Oh, yeah, these. Yeah, well, I have to keep them well hidden. I hate when people stare at my chest. Especially hot guys like you. Makes it hard to talk to you when you're staring at my big boobs. I'll just start imagining you touching them, and then my nipples get super hard and stiff. It's just embarrassing. Especially when you're trying to keep it platonic. And they're ridiculously sensitive. Yes. Touch them. Oh, God, that feels so fucking good. They're practically my main erogenous zone. Oh, God, I can come from you just touching them. Oh, God. Please. Please kiss my nipples. Oh, God. Your lips. Your tongue. And fuck. Your mouth is as talented at kissing and licking as it is. Oh, God, a conversation. Oh, God, you're kissing down my tummy. Just trying to have a coherent thought. Whoops. I can't. Not when your lips are so close to my oh, my pretty pink pussy. Oh, my slick wet slits. Oh, God. My greedy tight cunt. Oh, no, no, no. No, please. 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 Oh, God. Don't tease me. I'm aching for you. Please, please, please. I'm literally dying here. I can come at any second. All you have to do is like me. You fucking own me. I'll do it. Anything for you. Please. Please just fuck. Please let me come. Please just, God. I'm so close. Let me come for you. Please. Please. Just please let me. Let me come. Just please. Oh my God. Fuck. Don't. Please don't tease me. Oh my God. Yes. 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 Fuck. Fuck. Oh my God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Fuck. 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 Wow. I'm tingling all over, Daddy. Whoops. Did I just call you Daddy? Sorry, mister. You're not really my daddy. I just like saying that. Really? You like that? Well, thank you, Daddy. You're just so big and tall, and I'm so little and tiny, and I just feel so safe and protected, snuggling in your lap. It's just that all I can think about is you fucking me. I'm such a dirty little whore. You're a whore. At least I would like to be. Your personal, private little fuck toy. Please. You can use me in any way you'd like. I'll do anything you want me to. Anything you can imagine. I'll be your good little cocksucker. I'll worship your cock for hours and hours, Daddy. I'll learn to tease it and lick it and caress it just how you like it. I will learn to take every inch of it. You don't know how much I've practiced. Just waiting for the day when I get to show off my skills, Daddy. My pretty little face. I want you to come all over it, Daddy. I want you to fuck my throbbing, wet, tight cunt. I want you to fuck my tight little ass. And I want you to fuck my tits, Daddy. Anything you want. I'll be your living, breathing, bimbo fucked.